It's Eric Hansen in Galesburg, Illinois at the Galesburg Christian School with the Galesburg Christian School Lions volleyball team, who are hometown heroes of the week. This may be the rowdiest hometown heroes ever. Let's meet the hometown heroes of the week, the Galesburg Christian School Lions volleyball team.
Okay, I'm Madison Smith. I'm a sophomore, and I'm an outside hitter.
I'm Mariah Sundell. I'm an eighth, and I'm an outside hitter.
I'm Katie Potter. I'm in sixth grade, and I'm the back row.
JC Cromer, sophomore, setter.
Emma Yard, sophomore, and
outside hitter.
I'm Allison Seaver. I'm a sophomore, and I'm middle hitter.
I'm Macy Bride. I'm a sophomore, and I'm a middle hitter.
I'm Jubilee Sundell. I'm in sixth grade, and I'm an outside hitter.
I'm Amanda Rule. I'm a senior, and I'm a setter.
Allison Rule, junior, and I'm an outside hitter.
I'm JC Carnes. I'm a junior, and I'm a back row player.
I'm Rebecca Sundell. I'm a sophomore and a setter.
I'm Ashley Newthorne. I'm a senior, and I'm a middle hitter.
I'm Becky Rule.
I'm Rick Rule.
I'm Melissa Smith.
Let's give them a big hand again. Yeah! With the Galesburg Christian School volleyball team, Coach Rick Rule, first nomination and then first win. That's pretty amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's pretty awesome for us.
Yeah.
We want to thank all of our crowd and our fans for voting and everything. It was pretty awesome.
Well, obviously smaller than other schools. And you guys, I don't want to tell you what you did to the competition this week. Some really big schools, and you guys brought it. My daughter went here several years ago. There wasn't a sports team yet. The volleyball team, how long have they been around?
3 years. This is our third year of competition.
And you've been the coach the whole time?
I was an assistant coach the last 2 years, and this year is the head coach.
Tell me about this year's volleyball team.
Well, they are dynamic. We have played very, very well. They've sent me to the hospital several times with heart attacks, with tough games. But they are very determined. They work very hard, and their actions really show on the court because they go out and they work, and it's just fantastic to watch.
Well, you got your wife cheering you on. Do you got a couple girls on the team too?
I do. Yeah. Amanda and Allison are both on the team. Actually, I got 17 girls.
You got 17. Right. Yeah, they're all yours. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Still some tough hurdles to overcome this year.
We have our conference tournament coming up on the 8th, and then we'll go up to they have a state tournament in Sycamore on the 21st and 22nd. But I think that with the way we've been playing, we'll compete very nicely there at both of them.
Do you got some, I don't want to single anybody out, but some leaders on this team that bring everybody up or?
That's a tough question.
It's every one of them.
I mean, they all have their great aspects.
Yeah.
Amanda's being a senior, she's played the longest with this group, but we've had a lot of girls come in this year that have really helped out the team, but we've also had a lot of girls that have developed through our team that have just continually gotten better, that really have put the solid touches on our team this year.
Play your games at Alexis Fieldhouse.
That is awesome. Yeah. Yes.
Tell us about the fan support. I felt it just driving up. I didn't know if you guys were mad at me and were going to protest because I was late, or you're just cheering and having a great time here. Tell us about how you got so many votes for Hometown Heroes and what those games are like with this crowd.
Well, the people here at GCS are very supportive, and we have a great time with that. It was actually funny, we were playing up at Fulton the other night, and I think the battle in the crowd was a little bit tougher than the battle on the court. And the battle on the court ended 29-27 in game three. So,
yeah.
But the crowd was going crazy, and it's a lot of fun, and they support them tremendously. They support all the athletics.
Yeah, looking up there and seeing fans of Galesburg Christian School, you got to love it. Ladies, big support from all these people all year long?
Yes, definitely.
All right, well, Hometown Heroes of the Week. One more little caveat to this. You got a plaque, t-shirts for everybody, maybe a few extra. Not everybody. I didn't expect all of you to be here. And then we could be back in about 4 or 5 weeks with a $1,000 check and a big old trophy. Yeah. Well,
we certainly wouldn't turn that away.
Yeah.
No, that would be awesome. These girls have worked really hard, and it's a privilege to be the Hometown Heroes of the Week award.
So. What are you sitting at right now? What's your record?
We are 11-8. We're on a 4-game winning streak.
Yeah.
So it's just unbelievable how they've been doing.
That's Rick Rule, and behind him are the Lions volleyball team, the Galesburg Christian School volleyball team. Hometown Heroes of the Week. Let's give them a big hand again. Yeah!